It's time to talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and we're talking to Shonisani Nepalama, who is the nutritional team leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And today we're talking about World No Tobacco Day. And with that, Shonisani, good morning on this chilly winter's morning. I'm not sure what it's like in your part of the world, but I know in our part of the world it's pretty chilly. But good morning to you.
Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And Shonisani, talking about World No Tobacco Day, what is the current state of tobacco use in South Africa?
Thank you so much, Wayne. The World No Tobacco Day is commemorated on the 31st of May every year. So the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa wants to raise awareness about the impact that tobacco has on our health. So just to give listeners an overview of the current state of tobacco use in South Africa, according to this national survey that was conducted by the African Center for Tobacco Industry Monitoring and Policy Research that is based in University of Pretoria, they found that tobacco smoking has risen in South Africa to 33.9%, which means that 14.9 million people in South Africa, they are currently using tobacco. So additionally, the use of novel tobacco products like e-cigarettes, heated tobacco product, and oral nicotine pouches among young people that are aged between 16 and 39, it has also risen to 13.5, which means that 2.6 million people, they are involved in the use of e-cigarette like vaping. So furthermore, the studies that were also done, or according to the data that was published by the Global Action to End Smoking, they estimated that tobacco is the eighth leading risk factor that contributes to death and disability in 2021 in South Africa. Furthermore, they also found that tobacco also causes, it's one of the leading factors that cause 15.2% of all ischemic heart disease, 11.7% of all stroke, 70.7% of all lung cancers, and also 50.8% of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease death. So this number, it's increasing. Also, according to also another study that was published by the National Department of Health, they did found that 65.7% of people that are using tobacco, they are planning or thinking about quitting, but most people, they don't know how they should do that. That's why it's important as healthcare professional we have an important role we play when it comes to helping people that are using tobacco to stop using tobacco.
Right. And what exactly is in tobacco products, cigarettes and e-cigarettes, as well as electronic vaping devices?
What's in tobacco, cigarette, or e-cigarette, it's mostly nicotine. It's the most common threat in all tobacco products, but it's far from the only concern. This product, additionally, they contain 4,000 dangerous chemical compounds, including at least 40 known carcinogens that can cause cancer in humans. Additionally, tobacco products also include heavy metals like nickel, tin, and lead, which can also further cause toxicity in the body. So when these particles are inhaled, they can reach deeper into the lungs, causing damage even to people that are not smoking themselves, but they are second or passive smokers. So also additionally, volatile organic compounds and flavorings like diacetyl, they are also linked to serious lung cancers, further aiding the disease. So this complex mix of chemicals into tobacco product, it makes them a significant threat to our health as well as to our well-being.
And Shonisani, how is the tobacco industry targeting youth in South Africa?
The tobacco industry nowadays, it's targeting more, it's using aggressive and calculated strategies to appeal directly to young adults, as the South African Tobacco Free Youth Forum highlights. So this includes using things like a flavored product, silky and console design, and marketing campaigns that resonate with young audience. They are also leveraging social media, because that's where you find most of young people in, and influencer to glamorize their tobacco product. Furthermore, they are also making messages that promotes e-cigarette or similar product as their alternative, fostering a deceptive sense of security. Research reveals that big tobacco target youth. So they also found that these manufacturers, more of them, they are putting their stores closer to schools, which makes them to target even more younger people. A study that was done by the SAMRC, the South African Medical Research Council, they found that university students showed that 76.4 had been exposed to e-cigarette ad, which has increased their likelihood of using these products, especially when promotion like free samples were involved. So exposure to marketing doubled the likelihood of use while also promoting the use of these products. So most adult people, they warn that, experts warn that delays in passing the tobacco control bill, it can lead to increased recruitment of young people, resulting in a higher rate of nicotine addiction as well as tobacco-related illness, because now most of manufacturers, they are targeting youth via social media, placing their places closer to schools, or even using flavoring that will appeal to younger people.
And Shona Sani, the risks associated with e-cigarettes use amongst the youth, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, there are risks that are associated with the e-cigarette use, because so they promote that they don't contain nicotine, but those vaping or e-cigarette, they do contain chemicals that are very dangerous to youth. Vape product contains highly addictive substance. They also contain causing chemicals, also heavy metals that I've mentioned, nickel, tin, and lead, which can be inhaled deeply into lungs, causing a damage to a growing lungs for a young person. Furthermore, also because some products, they also do have nicotine, they can disrupt brain development in an adolescent, which will also deepen addiction. So when it disrupts the brain development, it will also affect how the child learns as well as slows them down, which means that their well-being will overall be affected, because the brain would not have grown in such a way that it's supposed to develop. E-cigarettes can also be a gateway to smoking traditional cigarettes, perpetuating a nicotine addiction. Youth who usually vape, they are more 7 times likely to become smoker, which means that they do end up using cigarette as well as tobacco product. So yeah, vaping as well as cigarettes, they are also associated with mental health symptoms such as depression. So also this vaping product, they do contain batteries which can explode, causing burns, scarring, and sometimes it can lead to even death. They can also increase the risk of developing cardiovascular disease, including heart disease and stroke, as well as the long-term vaping can also damage blood vessels, raise blood pressure, as well as increase heart rate, which will all lead to contribute to heart disease and stroke. A study that was done by Sleckman in 2019, they examined that various additives that are added on the vaping products, such as cinnamon flavoring, they were also linked to bronchial epithelial cells decreasing mucocellular function, which will cause damage into the lungs.
Right. So all in all, not a good thing. And what are the different ways of smoking tobacco?
There are different ways of smoking tobacco. There is things like a hookah, water pipe, or a hubbly bubbly, which can also deliver as much nicotine as a 10 cigarette. And users often inhale both smoke in a single session, which increases health risk. So sharing a hookah as well, it can also lead to things like infections like TB, oral herpes, as well as hepatitis, because when you're sharing the hookah, you're not sure about the other person's health status and if they are not having any kind of infections. And if they are, it will easily transmit into you because you are both inhaling using the same hookah. Cigars also contain the same toxins and chemicals as cigarettes, making them a serious health concern. So pipe smoking, on the other hand, it can also increase the risk of oral cancer. When it comes to nicotine pouches, there are another option that gain popularity. These smaller discrete rectangles come in various flavors, and also they contain synthetic or tobacco-derived nicotine, which may seem harmless, but they do have a side effects like sore mouth, hiccups, gum irritation, and nausea. And if these things are not treated, they can lead to a serious infection.
And Shona Sani, now moving on to passive smoking and children, that's also been a big topic You know, it's not only the smoker that's involved, it's everybody around them.
Yeah. Passive smoking, it's another challenge because it doesn't mean that you are holding the cigarette or the vaping product, but it's being exposed to a second, it's being exposed to someone who is smoking, which means that you are in an area closer to someone who is smoking, which possesses a significant health risk to babies or to children or to anyone. The risk include a higher chances of sudden infant death syndrome, breathing problems, and ear infection. So children that are exposed to secondhand smoking, they are also more at risk to develop a serious illness like meningitis, asthmas, and allergies. So we as people, if it's people that are smoking, we should try to only use the designated area, but also try to stay away from people that are not smoking, because when you're close to other people, the people that are behind us, they are also smoking. This can also further lead to higher risk of developing tooth tuberculosis as well as tooth decay. So that's why we are advocating that the government should pass the tobacco bill, because that will also help to prepare to that will also help to protect these children from second passive smoking.
And Shonasani, what action has been taken to address tobacco use amongst the youth, and why is passing the Tobacco Products and Electronics Delivery System Control Bill so vitally important?
Yes. The health and community organizations, they are amplifying awareness of the industry's deceitful tactics and rallying support for stricter control measures. So the Tobacco Product and Electronic Delivery System Control Bill, which is currently in Parliament, it offers a blueprint for reform, including provision to ban child-friendly flavors, restrict advertising, as well as an enforced age verification when it comes to allowing anyone to buy tobacco. So this bill represents a chance to break cycles of addiction and disease, because a smoking-related illness, they claim about 40,000 South Africans' life annually, and also they put pressure on our public health system because it can lead to other diseases like heart disease and stroke. So passing this bill will help protect the public health as well as align with the global best practices.
And what are the health benefits after quitting smoking or vaping?
There are great benefits when it comes after someone has stopped quitting or vaping, because within 20 minutes, your heart rate or blood pressure drops from where it was. Because usually when you smoke, you aggravate your heart rate as well as your blood pressure increases. But the moment you don't smoke, within 20 minutes, they will reduce. So in the first 9 months, your energy level increases, your lung function also improves, and also the heart health better. After 1 year, the risk of heart disease is halved and your risk of lung cancer also start to decrease. So as a person continues to stay smoke-free, your lung capacity enhances and your risk of smoking-related cancers continue to decline. So the long-term benefits also include improved overall health and well-being, reduced stress, as well as fewer smoking-related health issues.
And Shonasani, if listeners want more information, how can they get in touch with the Heart and Stroke Foundation? Because obviously, you know, you are very much lobbying behind the World No Tobacco Day.
Listeners can rally behind legislative reforms, demand accountability from the tobacco industry, as well as support education campaigns that expose the dangers of vaping. They can also encourage the representative in Parliament to support the Tobacco Product and Electronic Delivery System Control Bill. So listeners can go to our website, the www.heartfoundation.co.za, for more information. They can call to speak to one of our dietitians on 010-589-2046.
Great. Shonasani, thank you very, very much. Have a good week and looking forward to chatting again next week.
Thank you so much, Wayne, and thank you to the listeners. Have a great week and do keep warm.
Thank you, Shonasani. That's Shonasani Nepalama from the Heart and Stroke Foundation talking to us today about World No Tobacco Day, and that's a campaign that they are firmly behind.